Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Werner Braun, who's president of CRI. Werner, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I'm glad you could be with us and be on the show today. I understand that you had a board meeting this week, and the board made a decision that's going to solve some of the issues around recycling carpet, eliminating the carpet that goes to the landfill. Tell us a little bit about what you guys decided.
Well, I'll give you the bottom line, and then we can talk about the details.
Okay.
The CRI Board of Directors approved moving forward with a sustainable funding economic model to enhance the reclamation and the recycling of post-consumer carpet. As part of that, they also identified two potential funding options. The first option is to explore federal legislation to put in place a reasonable stewardship fee that would be passed on to the consumer, just like there are fees associated with disposal of tires and batteries, automobile batteries, and rechargeable batteries. So a similar sort of structure. The second would be to work with states to increase the tipping fee of carpet, thereby incentivizing the alternatives to landfill, which are reclamation and recycle.
Okay. So CARE's been around since 2002. It's already had this memorandum of understanding, been working with government, made a lot of inroads, I think, in trying to reduce the tonnage that goes to landfills with post-consumer carpet. And now through this decision, you guys are figuring out a way of passing on some of the costs that are associated with doing this to the end user. Is that right?
That's correct.
Why don't you give us a little bit more detail about the two options?
Well, one is federal legislation where we would create the framework for passing on an environmental fee, and not an enormous one, but in the order of somewhere around 4 or 5 cents a square yard.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about the kind of fee that would deter anybody from buying carpet.
Right. So on a typical carpet job, you may be talking, what, $4 or $5, right?
Right. It would not be very much, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The consumer, I think, would probably not even notice it on their bill. The second option would be to encourage states to increase their tipping fees. Currently, across the United States, the average tipping fee for all of the landfills across the United States is about $40 a ton, and it ranges all the way across the board. Some would be as low as $25, some would be well over $100 or $125 a ton. So if you increase that tipping fee, then the people who would be traditionally taking carpet to landfills would be looking for alternatives to landfilling, and that way it would promote carpet getting to reclaimers, processors, and then into the product manufacturing pipeline.
All right, so the funds that are generated either through this consumer environmental fee, those funds, or the funds that are generated based on the offset versus paying tipping fees, those would go to the recyclers. Is that right?
That's right. And this is an important feature, because what we're not doing is going and throwing money at unproven entities.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Kemp, if you had a great idea for how to use post-consumer carpet but had not demonstrated that technology, you would not be eligible. The way we're planning on using these fees is to really reward people who are already in the business and are diverting substantial amounts of carpet from landfills. So let's say that you are a producer of black engine parts and are diverting carpet from landfill to make those parts. Each year, you would be rewarded with a portion of the collected environmental fee, with the hope and expectation that you would take that money and put it into additional capacity to divert even more carpet from landfill.
I see. Okay. And so there's these two options. What are the next step? How do you decide which path you'll take?
Well, there's a lot of work that still has to be done to flesh that out, but there's a couple of interesting touch points in the next 2 weeks. The first one is next Monday, Frank Hurd is going to California to testify on a extended producer responsibility bill that has been presented in the Assembly in California. And he is going to unveil both the sustainable funding economic model and the two options that we looked at for funding. So we will certainly get some feedback on whether one or the other of those or both would be acceptable. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, later yet this month, the negotiations with for the renewal of the Carpet Stewardship Memorandum of Understanding will begin. And certainly during that, during those negotiations, in fact, the very first day, both the funding economic model and the two potential models for funding it will be tabled. And we will certainly get a lot of feedback from our partners in the states and in the federal EPA and the environmental groups that are part of that negotiation. So I guess as the old saying goes, stay tuned. We'll have more shortly.
All right. Well, actually, you know, this is very interesting news because it's one more situation. You know, you go to Greenbuild and you see that the largest booths that you see at Greenbuild are the carpet people, and we're proactive there. Here's another case where the carpet industry is being proactive, taking responsibility for reducing and trying to minimize the impact we make. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely, and Kemp, you've heard me preach this before. I mean, I started in my professional career in 1967, and had over the course of the 45 years I've been in business, I've been exposed to a lot of industries, and I'm pleased to say that the carpet industry is the most environmentally responsible industry that I've come across in my many years of service.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let me ask you before we run out of time. I've heard rumor that the Broadlum Report has come out, which is gives you a quarterly view on exactly how the industry is doing. And actually, it was pretty good news. What? And I mean, from a unit standpoint, it is showing some a little bit of an uptick, isn't it?
Well, as you know, we certainly can't talk about that in detail.
Right. Right.
But certainly, it was up over last year. It definitely is encouraging. Mm-hmm. Once again, and at the same time, the primary backing report came out, and the trend that started in November, where we started seeing improvements versus last year, and has continued every month so far, continued again in the month of March. So clearly there is an economic recovery being seen at the mill level. It's not, you know, a steep curve, but it is certainly positive. And we really have high expectations that it will continue.
Okay, great. Well, Warner, I appreciate you giving me this information, both on what the board decided and actually also on the recovery we're seeing within the market. It's great to talk to you. Let's make sure we make this a regular interview. So we've been talking to Warner Braun, who's president of CRI, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar in FloridaLA.net.
Well,